A brownfield could be a former industrial or commercial site that is potentially contaminated. Developers often shy away from redeveloping brownfields because of cost or liability concerns. That's why the EPA has established a fund to help shoulder the burden. Matty Stanislaus is an assistant administrator for the EPA.
For every dollar that we provide to local communities, that leverages $18 of other investment leading to the cleanup and redevelopment of the property.
The grant will help the Beltline clean up its northeast corridor between Monroe Drive and Buford Highway. The EPA considers the Beltline one of the most highly successful brownfield cleanup efforts in the nation, and that's partly why Atlanta was picked to host a national conference next week on the issue. Jim Burris, WABE News.